patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I still want Zora Stevenson against Steve Novak in a three-point shooting competition, but I'll have to wait. Good afternoon, Zora.
That would be fun.
I know. Yes, it would.
Who's your money on, Homer?
Who's my money
on? Homer, who's always got
Homer,
your back?
Don't brown nose now, Homer.
Hey, who did I call money? Who had the nickname of money when he played at Marquette?
Put some of your new cryptocurrency on it. By the way, Zora, Homer is going to create a cryptocurrency called Homer Coin. If you'd like to get in, let him know.
Are you getting in?
I'm in for 10 G's, baby.
I'm not ready for my opinion yet because I have not seen Zora shoot. Her resume looks pretty good in the games that she won. But I didn't. Were those horse or 3-point shooting?
So it was horse, but instead of like H-O-R-S-E, we did Z-O-N-E for zone. Okay. But yeah, we shot all over the floor. It wasn't just threes.
Yeah. All over the floor, I take you. 3-point shooting, I take money himself. That was my nickname for him, Steve Novak.
Mm. Cop out, but I'll take it.
Bum, bum. See, sorry, don't have his back.
Her back would be making sure that it's a game of horse.
I always agree with Homer, like all the time.
Yeah, that's on tape. I think that's on tape.
Yeah, that won't be said
I'm
anymore.
I'm taking that back now.
Wait. Everybody quiet. Take it back right now. Go.
Let her record it.
That is on suspension. I agree. It should be on suspension.
Say Homer is the craziest guy I know. Say it, Zora.
No.
Oh, come on.
No. You said that.
Zora is right.
I always say that.
That comment is on suspension. That's what I would do if we were in mixed position. I should have taken her in both, but that's my problem. I'm just too complicated. But yes.
Are you taking the Bucks in both of these games versus Orlando? Is that what you're doing?
All three of us should. All three of us.
Blowout Central's coming again?
I mean, it is the NBA.
They were up 51 in one of these
games. I don't care about those. I want to talk about the Christmas game. Legendary.
Okay.
Take us through the game, Zora.
My goodness.
What are you doing down? What are you doing down to the Celtics anyway?
They wanted to make it special.
Oh, okay.
Right? It just had to be like a really good, memorable Christmas Day game. The way I see it is, okay, it starts like everybody's back. Wow, can't believe it. Jonte is in the lineup. Bobby, Giannis, who am I missing? Somebody else. Oh, and Jonte all came back from health and safety protocols. Like, it's like the crew is back together. All you're missing is Brooke Lopez. And there was a lot of excitement around that, but also like no continuity. Like these guys had not even gotten to practice together. And so things started out rocky, but it's the Milwaukee Bucks and Homer. They are what?
World champions.
And so they did what champs do, and they just played gritty and tough down the stretch on both ends of the floor. And, you know, Coach Bud brings this up all the time. He's like, winning plays. And that's what the Bucks did, whether you're talking about Drew Holiday steal, Giannis's block on Grant Williams, Wesley Matthews' three-pointer, George Hill's rebound to set Wesley up for the three-pointer. I mean, like, so many different winning plays that the Celtics just couldn't counter.
Oh, come on. Giannis had how many points in the first half and how many points after the first half? Let's get serious on this.
Yeah, he had like 20-plus in the second half.
Yeah. Man took
seven in the first half, maybe? I think he's seven in the first half.
Yeah.
And then the rest were in the second half. Yeah. Well, and his first
bunch
game
of those
back.
In the fourth quarter, though.
What?
He had a bunch in the fourth quarter.
No, they won the game because Giannis took over the game. Zora, you want to join that club?
I mean, Giannis is always a given, though. I think you got to give credit to a lot of different folks. Yes, like Giannis is a huge part of the reason they win basketball games and the reason they won on Christmas Day. He went over into takeover mode. 12 points in the fourth quarter, 5-9 shooting, like 2-for-3 free throw line. Yeah,
And a small block.
Yeah, huge block. But at the same time, you don't win without all the other pieces.
That's
so
true.
I really believe wholeheartedly in that. I mean, like, you got to give credit to what play was that? How much time was left? It was like the Bucks were down by 3, I believe, and Giannis is at the top of the key, like, really asking for the basketball. And Drew Holiday's like, no, I got this, drives it, and dishes to him in a better position, sets him up for an and one. Like, you know, I mean,
that's right.
You got to have certain types of players on the team to make those decisions. And so, yeah, Giannis is the guy. No question about it. He's got so many good pieces around him that deserve credit as well.
I'm happy to give him all the credit, all those things. But it's at the top with, I mean, when you leave that game, anybody goes out and goes, wow, oh, baby, are we lucky to have him. Because he's good in all games, but there's some games where it's special, and I think that was one of those that was special. And, yes, all the other, you know, the other parties to it, and, but it's, you know, you got it. You see all his games. There are some games where even he impresses you more than other games.
Agreed.
I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I think that's any player. That's a game that you could watch back. There's certain games that, like, obviously game six of the finals, right? But, like, that Christmas Day game, that's the game I'd watch back.
Yeah, but if you watch the first half, you're going, Zoris told me they won, but there's no way they can win this game. They're getting killed.
And that's the fun part, though. That's the fun part.
When did you first think, you know what, they could maybe come back and win this game?
Not till the fourth quarter, and maybe 3 minutes left, less than 3 minutes.
See?
Like, I honestly, like, yes, and I always have faith in the Bucks that they're going to turn it around, but that entire game, it was just like, oh, this, you know, just not their night. It's not going to happen. Just the way it was being played, just the demeanor and just kind of how they were going about things. The Celtics, it was their night. For like 90% of the night.
Yep.
But it doesn't really matter.
It always helps to have the best player on the floor. I don't know what to add. Oh, Bud said what? It's always about positive plays or something? Is that what that is phrase?
Winning plays.
Yeah,
winning
plays. My answer is fine. Well, give me a list. What's at the top? If you asked him, all right, enough of this winning plays. Give me the winningest play that you saw in the game. What do you think he would have picked? Giannis? Or, because that's what I'm curious about. The way he looks at the game, that's what I want to know. Winning plays. All right, give me a couple, because yours are probably going to be different than the average person.
Well, I think Coach Bud is bringing up the block. Okay. I think he's bringing up Drew Holiday's steal and the subsequent missed layup, but I think he's bringing up the offensive rebounding from George Hill.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's not bringing up plays. He's bringing up, like, certain moments that guys did.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So obviously,
totally.
Like, the Drew Holiday, George Hill, Wesley Matthews was all one play, but I think he's separating that into what each guy did to make it all happen. He's been talking about Wesley Matthews a lot and his impact on the floor. I really think he would rattle things off. If you ask Coach Bud your top play, he might say, I'm not really into that, but I did think we made, you know, good things here, here, and here.
Yeah, I wouldn't even ask the best.
He's not a big ranker.
You say winning plays, give me a couple. I you know, to try to get him to say something. Yeah, the biggest part about Matthews, actually, IV is the, I'm the only one who gave him that nickname.
IV?
Yeah, he is Wesley Matthews.
Poison
the,
IV?
The fourth. The fourth.
Oh, I got it.
But he's shooting so well. I have to go back and look at the numbers, but I mean, when he does all the other stuff, defense, but when he shoots well,
we're all waiting for the January 7th matchup with Kyrie being back now, past protocols. I wonder if he's going to be back for that game.
But it'll be in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's
he can't play.
Oh, it is in Brooklyn. Oh, that's right. He can't play in Brooklyn. Forgot about that.
What impressive.
I don't know if he'll be ready then anyway. I think he's got a couple weeks to wait.
What impresses you most about Wesley Matthews? Why did they pick him up?
Well, I think they picked him up because he's a veteran. They know what they're going to get. The Bucks are into defense, toughness, for all the qualities that he brings to the floor and the way he impacts the game. I agree, though. If Wesley Matthews is knocking down shots, game changer. Because you know he's going to defend. You know he's going to have that toughness. You know he's going to help make winning plays. If he's knocking down dagger shots and taking dagger shots, yeah, all right. Like, I looked at the Bucks on Christmas Day, and I was like, wow, they have so many weapons. There's so many different ways you could go. Like, it was interesting to me. They ended the game with the big three and then George and Wesley. You could have had Pat on the floor if you wanted. You could have had Grayson Allen on the floor. One day, like, Dante's going to work himself up to where he's able to be on the floor at the end of the game. Like, Bobby Portis wasn't even on the floor. It's just so, you know, there's so many weapons. DeMarcus finding a groove. Like, one of my questions for Bud pregame today is just, like, one, what do you think of the depth, and like, what's it like to try and manage all these skill sets? Because you have a lot at your disposal.
Yeah, he's shooting 45% three-point shooting.
And what did he say, Zara?
What would he say?
Yeah, what's he going to say? How do you manage
all that? Well, that I don't know. That's why I'm asking him.
Come on. What do you think? How are you going to play all of those players? Like, when everybody's back and everybody's healthy, man, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you do. Depends on the matchup and who you're playing.
Yeah, I can answer that right? for you. I know what he'll rotate in various players, various games, and then by get time to playoffs, then he's going to pick certain players.
The one thing you're saying.
I don't even think by the time playoffs, though. I think it'll depend on, like, during the playoffs, it'll still depend on the matchup. For example, Bobby Portis doesn't play the entire Brooklyn series, but then comes up big in the Phoenix series. Like, I really think it depends on matchups and who they're playing, even into the playoffs.
You just got to make sure you got everybody's buying into that philosophy.
By the way, Wesley Matthews last year, the Lakers 34%, with the Bucks 36%, Indy 37%, before that 38%, and he is now shooting 45% 3-point shooting
for
the Milwaukee
Bucks. Seven games.
Yeah.
Seven games.
He doesn't listen to the show, does he? Because that's going down.
That's hard to keep up. But
not if he gets good looks.
No.
I'm just saying.
Be nice.
When he's with the Bucks, he'll get good looks. That's a given.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he's huge if he's shooting 45%. I don't know.
He won't end there. He'll be at 40, maybe.
That would be a plus if he makes it to 40. But even at 40, really I have confidence. I got confidence with him making a clutch three, even if he's missed four in a row.
Yeah. You have confidence in most of the shooters on the Bucks, I think. I'd say that about Grayson, Pat.
Let me see.
Grayson, no, I do not.
What? If Grayson missed four shots and you don't think he's going to make the fifth one?
I do not.
Gosh. Sorry.
I just don't like Grayson, that's all.
At least we got around. At least we got around.
I know he's on our side, but I'm still not, you know.
Tony.
That's like when a guy you don't like he comes to play on your team. I've had that happen. I still don't like the dude. He's on my team. I'm going to pass to him, but I don't like him.
There you go. Go ahead. Ask a follow-up. Now you're talking to Tony Smith, a teammate. I'll still pass to him, but I don't like him much.
There are plenty of guys.
What's the follow-up question?
I mean, you get in situations where guys come to your team, they get traded or they get picked up, and you don't like them. You're not going to all of a sudden like them. Kidding me?
Feel however you want. I don't think he cares. Passing the ball.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna still play the game, but I don't have to like the dude.
And that's fair. I do think you can just like him, though.
Yeah. No, you guys can trust him.
If you don't like him, then you can't trust him.
That's how I would feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a follow-up. A follow-up to Kawhi?
I'm a spectator right now. I'm talking as a fan.
But you said as a player.
I'm saying as a player, how you don't I played like him, and what I would do. Would I'm saying right him? Now, talking about Grayson Allen, it's a different thing. It doesn't matter. I don't have to pass him the ball. You and Zor can pass him the ball. Go right ahead.
You just said, you're not playing if you don't pass him the ball. That's not going to fly.
Correct. I'm going to look at him. I'm going to look him off and be like, I'm going to do a Drew Holiday. Like, not right now, bro.
That's not Bucks DNA. That's not what they do.
You just said Drew Holiday did it to Giannis. Giannis wanted the ball. He said, no, I'm making the play.
Okay, yeah, but that – but.
Oh, yeah,
that
but.
Was
don't
that
give
was
me a
the,
yeah,
that's
but,
better
Zora.
Decision thing.
No, that was the purple thing. I remember what you said. That was to find a better position in which to get it.
I got the ball. I see Grayson Allen over there clapping his hand. Yeah. And I'm going to make a better decision.
Well, no, but
he just missed four. I'm not giving him the ball.
Drew waited to get a better decision for Giannis. You're not waiting. Okay, this is a better decision for Grayson.
Here for both of you. I'll make both of you feel better.
Yeah.
If anybody is standing there and they missed four shots, maybe I got a better look somewhere else.
Then no, you don't fit the culture. You're not fitting the culture.
Fit the culture.
Did you
fine? Don't
did
sign
you
me this, Zora.
Tony
I'm not
Smith,
up for a 10-day anyway.
Tony Smith could not play for this Milwaukee Bucks team. Is that what I heard? Get that on Twitter.
I couldn't play on a 10-day anyway. Give me a 10-second contract. I could get in there for 10 seconds.
Now I realize why she likes me, because you're the option. Doesn't say that much about me. Thanks, Zora.
I'd pass to Zora before I'd pass to Grayson.
Whoa. I appreciate that, but you should probably pass to Grayson. He's the NBA player.
Knock it down. Knock it down, Zora.
Talk to you guys.
Later.
Zora Stevenson, the best. Next.